So, you know, I've been trying to have a episode for a minute now and keep getting interruptions, people being rude and yelling out loud and all this kind of stuff. So finally, I think I got some silence where I can just kind of speak into this mic and say what I need to say. So coming this new year, I'm going to be less active online. I'm not going to be vocal as I was. I think I've done enough fighting to last me a lifetime. I'm gonna relax, sit back, really concentrate on my private life because I need to get my things in order so that you know, my future is all planned out. I need to think about what's going to happen 10 years from now, 4 years from now, 2 years from now, a year from now. I live day to day. I don't, you know, so I need to stop doing that. I need to concentrate more on myself, the people that make me happy, and that's it. I've got some plans for myself, but that's between me and God, and I'm gonna leave it there. I'm not this social media stuff. It's all fake. All this shit is fake. People are fake. Everybody wants to be happy. I want to be happy. I see that the things that people are out here doing, it's all for entertainment. It's not, nobody is serious about any of this. Nobody is serious about stopping anything. Nobody is serious about anything but being comfortable and being happy. That's all. That's the only reason why people do what they do. So I am not going to let myself be victim anymore to this game out here. And I'm going to go mind my own business and live my life and do my thing and make sure that my family is happy and not worry about the outside and what's going on and all that kind of stuff. If I'm going to be a fan of somebody, if I'm going to love on somebody, I'm going to do it privately from now on, you know, and just look and watch the drama unfold and just sit there and just be like, oh, well. At least I know that I gave it my all, you know, with this whole thing. And I won't have any regrets. I can go the rest of my life never putting a tweet out there, never putting a retweeting a post, never doing anything and opening my mouth about anything. Because it's just, I can't figure stuff out. I don't understand it. So I'm just going to do things on my own and celebrate my life, celebrate my accomplishments, and love on the people who love me, and be there for the people who are there for me. That's all I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna concentrate no more on all of this stuff that's going on, because I really put too much feeling into things, and it's not appreciated by a whole lot of people. There are a few people that understand where I'm coming from, but it's like, nah, we're not gonna, you know. And that's what frustrates me, is that people want to live in fantasy and they want to do, and people are really selfish, you know. So I just am going to be, I'm going to do solo once again, and, you know, I'm going to just fade away into the abyss. And it's going to take some time for me to do what I need to do, because I've said I'm going to leave so many times, but it's got to be a slow thing for me because I'm addicted to the social media. Now, I've stopped myself from watching the toxic celebrity shows and entertaining myself with this toxic stuff out here. And I've been concentrating more on shows that are happy. You know, I've been watching a lot of Christmas shows, and I need to learn to not entertain toxic shit so much. I need to just go ahead and do things that are going to be productive for me and my family, and concentrate on being constructive. Not to put anybody down, not to dog anybody out or anything like that, but I just need to concentrate on myself more. Because that's something I just don't do. I think more about other people than I do about myself. Because I've never had a good family unit. I've never had a good care unit. I've never had people around me that really cared about me and my sons. So I'm really needy in that sense. And I need to stop doing that. I need to stop being needy. I need to be strong and know that God is going to bring people into my life that actually deserve to be here. And that really want to be a part of me and my son's lives and be a care unit. And just, I need to concentrate on that. I really do. Because God is always the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He'll be the same. And that's what I love about him. And I just need to meditate more. I need to fast more. I need to concentrate on him more. I need to concentrate on, you know, making sure that I'm traveling and going through this life in the way he wants me to. I need to think about that more and stop concentrating so much about what people are thinking, how people are feeling, fighting for this cause, fighting for that cause. I just don't, it's not like I don't care anymore, but I'm tired and I need to concentrate on me more. I really do. So, I'll probably put some episodes out here and there because I've tried to quit cold turkey and it just didn't work. But I think I'm going to put an episode or two out. I don't know what they're going to be about, but I wanted to concentrate on some positive and productive things. But I don't even know if it's even worth it for me anymore. I really don't, because I don't know. I'm tired. I can't keep up. I can't keep up with people and when they want to fight and when they don't want to fight. When to not say something about something and when to say. I can't. It's just too much. It's not worth my time anymore. It really is not worth my time anymore. So, you know, it's just a dead fish in the water. I need to plan, get my life in order, and enjoy the fact that God has given me so much that I don't have anything to complain about in my private life, to be honest with you. Everything is good. And so, you know, I would just like to find a good mate, so I need to concentrate on that more. Instead of being here on the internet and social media and worrying about gossiping, what's the latest news and all. I'm not going to worry about that anymore. I'm going to worry about what God has for me. You know, I'm sitting up here thinking about what's going to happen with the budget and government job. And I know that's not even my worry. That's God is my father and he's the one that's going to take care of everything for me. So I'm going to just concentrate on that. And all this stuff with Michael and all these celebrities out here. And, you know, I'm just going to concentrate on myself from now on. That's it. If I have a complaint, if I have something that irritates me, I'm going to just do what I have to do on my own and do it privately and not worry about what people think, you know, because I'll be doing it privately. I won't put it out there no more. Because people really don't care. They really don't care. People just want to be, like I said, people just want to be happy all the time. And they really don't want to accept and look at reality for what it is. Because nobody really wants to stick together and make a change. You know, Michael put all those songs out. He did all this stuff. He did all these speeches and stuff. And people still did what they wanted to do. You know, it was just no. And in the end, he left this earth in a way that nobody should leave. With all the work that he did, all the positive things that he did, and he left this earth the way that he did. That's pathetic. That's pathetic. And I look at Jesus Christ too, all the good hard work that he put in, and he was crucified. He died a horrible death. Nobody should die like that, you know? So I'm not worrying about anything anymore. I'm gonna just stick to myself and deal with my, you know, things privately and support the people who support me, retweet some things. But I'm not commenting anymore on anything. I'm not saying anything. I'm going to stop myself. I got to start thinking and stopping myself because I need to train myself to stop reacting to this shit out here on social media. I've gotten a lot of support from people that I am so appreciative of. And I'm going to return that support. I still want to be on social media. I still want to be active on it. But as far as me giving my opinion on things or commenting or giving a response, you know, I'll probably do like a thank you. Because the other day, Beatzilla had sent me a nice song that this band was doing for Michael. And I thought that was beautiful because I haven't been tagged in anything in a while, which was really nice. And it's nice to tag people every once in a while. Sometimes I try to do that with folks. But, you know, people have their own lives. We have our own ways of thinking. We have our own ways of doing things. And I just need to slow down. I really need to slow down and I need to stop. Because all of that I did for the last 3 or 4 years, it's time for, you know, a change. And I need to stop. You know, I've managed to not talk about his family. I haven't talked about them in a while. I just kept things to myself. And move it along. Keep it pushing. So, I just really need to. There's some things that in my life that I need to take care of. And I need to just go back to being private again. And, that's it. So if you guys, you know, don't see me on as much or anything like that, don't be worried about me. Don't, you know, be concerned. It's just that I was always a private person. I never wanted to put myself out there like that, and I didn't. So now I'm going to go back to what is natural for me, and that's being private, and that is minding my own business. So I appreciate all of the support that I've received through these last few years. I'll still be out there. I'm going to still keep my page up. I'm going to still respond to people. But I'm not going to say anything to anybody unless somebody says something to me. I'm going to ignore these tweets about the government and about what the latest news and celebrity gossip and anything that goes on with Michael. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. Because I can't figure this stuff out. I can't figure out when you're supposed to do what and how you're supposed to do this and fuck my feelings or how I feel about certain things. And, you know, I can't keep up with it. And so the best thing for me to do is to just pay attention to myself and my private life. That's all I can do. So, all right, guys, you take care. Thank you so much for all the love you've given me. Come back and, you know, check my episodes, and I may do a space. I don't see a reason for me ever doing a space again, because I was just doing it for, you know, current events and shit like that. So, Yeah, it's just better for me to be private and keep my feelings to myself, because people don't really understand. They don't really understand. And it doesn't matter. If you're not making people feel good, what you have to say about life and reality, it doesn't matter. Because people aren't going to listen to you, especially if it doesn't make them feel good. They're not going to listen. So that's my two cents. I don't feel bad. I'm not mad at anybody, but I'm going back to what I was doing before 2019, and that's minding my business. You guys take care. Thank you.